In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Cute Code, Wood Elf, and Mythical present Ronstadt, starring Rhett MacLachlan and Link Neal. Created by Jonathan Straley and Brandon Bestenheider. Episode 8, The Killing Moon, Part 1.
Hello, listeners. Be advised the show uses immersive audio. It may seem like sounds are coming from around or behind you. Please use caution when operating a motor vehicle. The following episode contains depictions of violence that may be triggering for some audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
What's your emergency?
I'd say that sounds bizarre. Yes.
One more time. The plate of falafel is talking to you? Well, do you think it's the plate or the falafel?
You say your couch is pleading.
Your baby is crawling on the ceiling?
The house won't let you leave?
Yes, sir. Just so I'm straight here. Your grandmother died in 1998. And right now, she's in your hot tub waving to you.
What's happening? Why are all these lines on hold? Answer the phones.
We are, Sunhee. They just won't stop ringing. And these calls?
Every one of them is completely out of the ordinary.
They're all twisted and like supernatural.
They're all for Ronstadt.
Well, where the hell is he?
I'm alive. I remember falling. Then slamming into... sand. How did I survive?
Hey, bruh. You gonna answer that?
Sorry. Where is it? I can't... damn it. How are the waves? They tasty?
Answer it.
Yeah. Hello?
Ronstadt? It's Faye.
Faye?
I need to see you. I need to see you right now.
I agree to meet Faye on the Santa Monica Pier. Convenient, since I landed like an asteroid about 11 feet away.
Jesus, Ronstadt, you're covered in sand. What happened?
Oh, I, crashed on the beach.
You slept down there?
Kinda. How are you doing?
Fine. You know, hanging in there.
Before we get started, I want to say I'm sorry, Faye. I wish I could explain everything that's been going on with me, but I don't really have the answers and...
Accepted. You scared me, but I can tell it's not you.
It's more than obvious you're dealing with some tough stuff.
That's putting it kindly and mildly. I'd tell you more, but it's pretty much the plot of a horror movie.
That thing you did outside the library, those sparkling lights, that really was magic?
Yeah. Turns out it gets way bigger than pulling rabbits out of hats. I'm still learning the ropes.
So there is another side to this world. It wasn't just wishful thinking. I mean, what's out there? Unicorns? Smurfs?
There's something kind of like a smurf, but hold the mushroom house and add a disproportionately huge dong. They're purple, pimply, and we call them pervies.
Sweet Jesus. Pervies?
Yeah, they won't be starring in their own cartoon anytime soon.
Well, this other world. I think I just brushed up against it myself. Well, remember how I told you that Yashkash, our guitarist, he heard these weird snake-like sounds?
Of course.
Well, last night the band was practicing. We got this dirt cheap space south of downtown in this industrial wasteland, same area where Yash heard the sounds. Anyway, when rehearsal was over, I went outside and recorded this.
Shit.
Thought you should hear it. When the snake stuff came up before, it seemed like you knew something and you didn't want to talk about it. I couldn't tell which building the noise was coming from, but it was terrifying. I've never encountered anything like this.
I have. It's the shadows, all right. And I think Faye found their hideout. She gives me the loose coordinates. I still don't want to burden Faye with what I know, and I think she understands. We walk the length of the pier and back. I'm just working up the nerve to ask for another chance when...
Hey, Faye! Let's go!
That's my ride.
Is that your band's van?
Yeah. I'm hitting the road for a while. Us and a few other groups are doing this little tour, the Prophets of Punk. Not so sure about that, but some time away from the Weekly Whisper.
Guess I'll have to get my stories about brain surgeon babies somewhere else. Bummer.
And don't forget Otterman.
Otterman. Love that guy.
Well, I hope you remember me. For real, not, you know, a Taco Bell commercial and you'd think that was us.
Oh, I'll never forget the time a killer whale came diving over our heads as we cheered him on. Breathtaking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know that's Free Willy. Saw it in the break room at work. But no. I'll miss you.
Well, rap-a-bap-a-boom. See you around, Ronstadt.
Wait, don't go! I know I belong in a padded cell, and I'm dangerous and strange, but I also know that being with you, things can only get better. I want to march to the beat of your drums. I don't say any of that. Frankly, Faye can do better than me. I just watched the damn van drive off. And a new name hits my head. Hattie. Phone's dead, so I flag a cab. Downtown, and punch it.
You got it.
What happens if he never wakes up?
I suppose we'll need a new Shadow Master.
Hope you don't think it'll be you, Cotto.
Why not? You really think you could...
Both of you shut your mouths. He's coming around. Mr. Lash, are you...
Yes. I will be anyway.
What happened, Shadow Master?
It was our mystery man. Ronstadt. There's more fire in that one than I anticipated. But I got him. I marked that little shit.
I wish I could be there to see the long coats find him and turn him inside out.
They might not get the chance. Ronstadt took quite the nosedive.
The reinforcements you summoned. They arrived just a short time ago.
Perfect.
What are they saying?
It's an old Shadowmancer rallying cry. It means the night belongs to us. And this next one truly will. With these numbers, we'll remind even our allies why they should still be afraid of the dark. Tonight's hunt will be merciless. My shadows will scour the remaining ground, uncover every viable source of potent magic. We're going to finish the job.
The head will be pleased.
The family will be pleased.
I kinda need to get downtown fast. Anything you can do?
You pay double?
Triple.
Well then, watch this!
He hits the shoulder, guns it. And I realize my cabbie is some sort of living corpse, and his car strictly serves side B.
When they can't see ya, they can't pull ya over!
Thanks.
Just whistle 96 times if you need me!
I reach the parking garage. Don't see Hattie in the car.
Hattie!
Then, breath on the Buick's rear window. She's alive. Must have climbed in the back seat.
Ronnie?
I was afraid they got to you.
Oh, they wouldn't dare touch me.
I recap my banging night for Miss Honeybutter.
You fell out of the sky? How high?
Let's see. Well, the Hollywood Bowl looked like a sesame seed from a Big Mac bun.
That's up there. Your magic kept you alive. I know a mage, Archimedes Rev. He was wounded real bad, thrown into the Hudson River to die. 2 weeks later, he walked out. His magic protected him, kept him breathing. That's what happened to you. Formed a force field. That power.
Power is good, right?
It is. But it guarantees they'll be after you. Lash, the Long Coats. You're a walking vault of magical mojo to be pillaged and plundered. Doesn't matter no one knows who you are. What matters is your juice. And with no defenders in your corner, no fancy family name, there's no one to stop them.
I look down at my chest, at the mark Lash burned into me. A black claw summoning my slayers. Leaving me with little choice but to...
Run.
Run?
Fill up the station wagon and drive.
We already did that.
No, I mean drive out of here. Go to Vegas. Lights everywhere. And play slots in the middle of a crowded casino. Do that until I can figure out our next move. If I can locate Bolt Rover, reach out to the Black Rocks. Convince friendly forces that something is happening here.
No.
Sorry?
I'm not going anywhere. I want to stay and fight. Starting with the shadows. I want to go after them.
Ronnie, you're not going after them. You don't go after shadows.
Right. So, I'll go after their mommies and daddies. The Shadowmancers themselves. And I'm gonna do it my way. With my people backing me up. No more has-been heroes or would-be saviors from Side B.
Hattie's looking at me like she doesn't believe the words coming out of my mouth.
And I'm not sure I do either. Who do I think I am? Do I even know what the hell I'm talking about?
You don't know what you're talking about. What you'd be walking into, it's not just their power to sick lurks on us. Shadowmancers practice lethal sorcery. Black magic fouler than anything you face. Besides, even if you wanted to take the fight to them, we'd have to find them first.
Well, I think I know where to look. I play Faye's recording.
Ronnie, if we go down this road, there's no cutting a U-turn and heading back. We are flooring it straight into the jaws of evil. And even if we manage to escape the Shadow Lair with our lives intact, whatever mysterious forces are bankrolling their operation will come after us with everything and more. This fight will get darker, deadlier.
Deadlier than being dropped out of the sky from 10 miles up?
Yes.
I don't know why any of this is happening to me. But I know I can't run anymore. That's all I was doing before I came to this city. Before I met you. My world is bigger than just me now. It's got a drumbeat, sound advice, an inside joke, and a believer with a blowtorch. And deep down, something tells me this fight is gonna find me no matter where I go. Something I said struck a nerve with Hattie. Suddenly, she's scribbling battle plans on the back of a Peruvian takeout menu. Is it too late to back out now?
The Shadowmancers. They'll be gathered in a circle, on their knees, like this. That's called the coil. The sorcerers will be entranced, but they'll have muscle watching over them. The Shadow Watch. The Watch tends to lack magic, so expect a hired gun lash plucked from some violent corner of the planet. Ace assassin, ex-legionnaire. On top of that, there might be traps.
And I suppose these traps will be of the mystical persuasion, and we won't see them coming?
Correct. But your magic's been pretty great at giving you a heads up when your neck's about to get snapped. Now, the shadows will sense if their host bodies are in danger, and they'll come flying back to protect them. That means we'll have minutes at best. Seconds if the vile lurks are hunting nearby.
So we have to do this quick.
Real quick. One more thing. You need to be ready to kill.
Well, you know, I took on...
Yes, I know. You turned a Shadowmancer from flesh to fluid. But that was an accident. This showdown requires stabbing, slashing, blood, and violence. All of it disgusting, disturbing, and deliberate. You flinch, you're fried. So?
I think I can do it.
Not good enough. Your answer's gotta be damn straight before we go in there. Yes, I can, Hattie.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can, Hattie.
Good. Now, you're shadow marked and caked with sand. I'm half asleep and hungry, and this menu isn't helping. We need weapons, gear. You're gonna have to learn a spell that hits a hell of a lot harder than Sparkle Party. And the sun is going south in 8 hours.
Well then, let's get busy. Pretty heavy conversation for the kid seats.
Right?
Shit. Your keys. Must have lost them in the fall.
Ronnie, come on. You think this car requires keys?
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
Our first stop, the Estevez family compound.
Estevez, you could sell tickets to see your metalwork. It's amazing.
Ah, thanks. I keep hearing that. For now, it's just a hobby.
Vez, listen, man. I'm sorry. About the thing with Tool, I want you to know I would never intentionally...
You think I don't know that? I'm sorry, too. I guess I just... wanted you to trust me more.
I do trust you. And that's why I came. I need you, Vez. Tonight, there's a very good chance me and Hattie are gonna be scrapping with some bad guys.
No way! Dude, what are we talking? Werewolves? Mummies? Ratmen?
Not quite. But believe me, they suck.
Vampires? Holy crap!
No, I mean suck. Like, they're dickweeds.
Oh. I feel you. All good. Anything you need, I'm here.
Hattie shows Vez a sketch in the back of her spellbook. An ornate dagger with Side B symbols and runes carved into the blade. Vez, that bitchin' knife you showed me at the party? Think you could trick it out to look like... this?
Give me an hour.
In 52 minutes, Vez is showing off his handiwork. Looking good. Looking real good.
Thanks. What do all these symbols say anyway?
On their own? Nothing. It's what they have to say once the dagger is inside of you.
Oh. Where did you guys meet again?
Gas station bathroom.
Gotcha. By the way, Ronstadt, missed you at work last night. Seemed like every call had your name on it.
It's the moment we're in. The hidden world is restless.
Oh, hi, Envy. Just doing a little project with my friends here. I'll pack it up for you, Ronstadt.
Ronstadt, my dear. I have something for you, too.
Valentina holds up a gemstone medallion on a silver chain. Tells me it's been jumping next to the Estevez family for decades, and that it can offer protection from the black arts. I can't take that from you.
But you will. I dreamt that you were wearing it, and I understood it truly belonged to you. It's dangerous to ignore such dreams.
As she goes to hook the chain on me, I remember my shirt lost a few buttons in the drop.
What's this mark upon your chest?
Oh.
Nasty bruise, isn't it? He fell.
That's true. I fell.
Of course.
When the medallion hangs directly over the shadow mark, Aunt V smiles wide.
Just right.
I thank her for the gift, and she leaves us to our project. I turn to Hattie. What do you think of my jewelry?
I think you look like Flavor Flav. Still, I'd keep it. Might be more magic in a po' boy sandwich, but sweetie, you need every edge you can get.
Okay, man. All boxed up.
You rock, Vez. Oh, one more thing. It's kind of big.
Name it.
I slip him Kimmy's address. Don't think anything's going down, but could you keep an eye on this house tonight? Kinda stand guard?
Dude, I'm all over it. I'll bring my blowtorch. Oh, my uncle has this massive crossbow.
Nothing like that. I just need you.
Oh, you got it.
Cool.
Hey, wait. This house, it's in the city, right? It's not like on a farm or something?
Nope. No cows, Vez. Promise. Hattie, before we go in, this one isn't going to be like the last one. Monty, she's a skeptic.
But can she do it?
With her eyes taped shut.
Whoa. Ronstadt. I'm stunned. Never thought I'd see the day.
Just handed Monty a wad of cash to pay off my tab. Figured that was a solid icebreaker. But that's not really why I'm here. Monty, this is my friend Hattie. She's a witch.
Guilty.
Nice to meet you. So you're into, like, crystals and tarot cards?
More like charms and spells.
She drives an enchanted station wagon.
That's fantastic. Yeah, listen, I'm opening in 30 minutes, so...
I need your help. We need your help. With this. I slide Hattie's spellbook across the bar. It's open to a page in the section marked Elixirs.
What's this? Recipe? You sure you want this one? I don't see any rum in here.
Yeah, it's a recipe. But not for a drink. It's for a potion.
Oh, boy. You want me to help you mix it? Isn't that a job for your friend here?
I would do it myself, but this one has to be precise. And I'm not a true brew.
That means a great mixer. I know, we use some really batshit terms for stuff.
Right. Well, I don't know what half these things are. Hop root, fast feather.
We brought all the ingredients.
It's not gonna blow up my bar or give me hepatitis or something.
Not if you do it right.
She'll do it right.
Okay, I'll do it.
Boom, thank you.
But one question. Last thing on the list here. 3 clumps of human hair.
Missed that.
Don't look at me, Ronnie.
Not a chance, man.
Well, grab some scissors. Ah! No skin, please.
Sorry. These are usually cutting lemons. Just a few more chops. There. Done.
I check out the cut in the mirror behind the bar, and,
It'll grow back.
Yeah, it'll grow back.
Careful with that one.
Got it.
Her surgical precision, delicate dexterity. Hattie's impressed. I shoot Monty a chef's kiss as the last chunk of my hair hits the mix.
Oh boy, did I do it wrong?
I'd say it's possible nobody's ever done it better.
Before me and Hattie hit the bricks, I tell Monty I gotta ask for 2 more favors. First, I need every tiki torch and bar towel she can spare. I never have to ask for the second favor, as Monty hands me a Mai Tai that could run for mayor.
Good luck out there, Ronstadt.
Thanks. For everything. Is it possible you're starting to believe? Maybe just a little?
No. But I believe in you.
Aw.
And whatever impossibly dumb thing you're trying to do, go crush it.
We make one final stop before riding into the danger zone. All right, looks clear. Let's go. No way.
What?
The air conditioning. It works. Gus finally fixed it. Of course. Now that I'm about to get wiped off the face of the earth. We freshen up for the fight. There's a certain exhilaration picking out what might be the last threads you'll ever wear. I go with a few of my closet classics. Tight black suit, checkered shirt, white shoes.
Sharp, Ronnie, sharp.
As we're leaving, I see there's a lone electronic artifact left in the box Gus gave me. A giant digital stopwatch.
Where we're headed, every second is gonna count.
I strap the ridiculous relic on my wrist, and we're out the door.
Whoa, ho! Hi, Ronstadt's friend. And there's the man himself.
On our way to the Hattie wagon, we bump into Gus taking out the trash.
Chilly enough in there for you? Did your boy Gus come through or what?
I suddenly have this overwhelming feeling like I'm never gonna see him again. So, I do this.
Whoa, that's cool. We can hug it out, dude. It's just an AC unit.
Get a room, Gus.
Nah, man. You get a room. Be careful out there, guys. It's gonna be a hell of a dark night.
Kenna, you're driving so fast. Oh, you just blew by two police cars. Don't you ever get pulled over?
No.
Oh my God, there's a billboard for that new cartoon movie with the toaster ovens that get blazed on all that pot. It looks hysterical.
That's so.
I'm completely sick of these blackouts. The nights are so boring. But not with you. What's the matter? You seem distracted.
I am. Out.
On the freeway?
Now.
Screw you!
Mr. Lash.
Zamora. Change of plans. Hold the ritual. I've been thinking. I'm healed up rather nicely. The shadows need their master. Tonight, I will personally lead the hunt.
I shall tell the others.
As rolling blackouts continue, the city of Los Angeles is bracing for its darkest night yet. Be careful out there.
Hattie parks us at the edge of the industrial wasteland where Faye recorded the vial lurks. We watch a yellow-gray moon replace the sun in the sky. Its pale, sickly glow, the city's only source of light.
On a night like this, the shadows won't be playing. They're bound to do some real damage.
Well, let's see if we can't do some ourselves.
First, a little recon.
Hattie works her witchery, casting a spell on a mound of Monty's bar rags. Seconds later, a gang of mop-headed go-peeps gallops off in every which direction, searching for the enemy camp. We waited out in the car. The darkness all around seems to thicken, pressing down on us.
Ronstadt, in case I don't get the chance to say it later, you've come a long way.
Thanks, yeah. Let's see. In the last couple of weeks, I've managed to give my boss a heart attack, lose a girl by screaming like a lunatic, and get beaten up by some little kid's mom. What a guy.
True. But you've also... Well, look at that.
What?
That.
Hattie points at my chest. I look down to see the black claw-shaped mark beneath my new medallion has faded. Like a t-shirt that's gone through the wash 1,000 times. You think this necklace actually works?
I don't know. But I'd make it a permanent accessory. Looks like we've got a winner. Uh-huh. Huh. Excellent.
His mission accomplished, the little dude loses his shape. A pile of rags hits the pavement. What'd he say?
See that building to the right with the broken smokestacks? Lash and his shadowmancers are performing the ritual on the top floor.
Now it's really real, isn't it?
Ronnie, I'm feeling a little drained after conjuring the scouts. Could use a minute to gather my strength before we... You know.
Done. I need to prep our gear anyway.
close my eyes for a second. Ronnie. Sorry, nodded off there.
Ronstadt.
Okay. Now remember, we have to move like lightning. As soon as we breach the ceremonial chamber, the shadows, wherever they've gone, they're gonna feel our presence and come back fighting. Are you ready?
Ronstadt.
Ronnie? Is everything...
Had one sip of the Samesy potion left. Figure I got a 10-minute head start on Hattie. Told her this was my fight. And I meant it. First glance, the building Hattie's go-peep pointed out doesn't look like some top-secret villain lair. Just an old abandoned factory with tall, crumbling smokestacks. Oh no. Second glance, I see the factory's shadow fanned out in the moonlight. Looks like the open claw of a vile lurk. Reaching right for me. Chanting. The ritual is in swing. That's my cue. The shadows are flying the coop. Sounds like... Holy shit! There's a lot of them. You ever get the feeling you ordered about 15 too many items off the value menu?
Ronstadt stars Rhett McLaughlin and Link Neal, with Betsy Sue, Michael Cienfuegos, Holly Jade, Holly Hawkins, Raul Ceballos, Jonathan Medina, Tobias Jelinek, Tanji Ambrose, Adriana Savan, Stevie Wynn Levine, Rukmini K. Desai, Jeffrey Kennedy, Jordan Morris, and Christina Klebe. Created by Jonathan Straley and Brandon Bestenheider. Written, directed by Jonathan Straley and Brandon Bestenheider. Executive produced by Rhett McLaughlin, Link Neal, Stevie Wynn Levine, Mallory Schwartz, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producers Chris Ferguson and Andrew Levine. Produced by Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez and Marlena Ma. Co-producers Jacob Moncrief and Michelle Zarati. Associate producer Jenna Purdy. Supervising producers Sandra Yi Ling and Xinyin He Yu. Original music and composition by Mike McGinnis. Q Code Head of Music, Darren Johnson. Q Code Head of Mixing, Ben Milchev. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Ben Milchev, and Neely Oftering. Edited by Braden McCluskey. Sound design by Umberto Corte. Sound mix by Eugenio Battaglia. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Assistant director Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor Liam Hooper. Welfare worker Valerie Pritzlaff. Assistant engineering by Beatrice Noronha. Additional editing by Matt Smalley. Dialogue editing by Andrea Velarde. Sound effects editing by Christophe Classe and Alex Lara Peralta. Production coordinators Brandon Weisner and Anna Basha Yokum. Post coordinator Rachel Yanover. Production assistants Nathan Yan, Bailey Grayson, and Jillian Avenas. Production legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting Pin Chen Liu. Produced in association with Oddfellows Post. Ronstadt is a Q Code, Wood Elf, and Mythical production.
Hey, this is Eric Malinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.